Welcome back for another deep dive. One of the big questions that's always kind of fascinated me is this whole free will versus destiny thing. Like, do we really have control over our lives, or are we just, I don't know, playing out some predetermined script? We're going to take a deep dive into this today, explore the science, the philosophy, and even how this pops up in like movies and stuff.
It's everywhere.
And I was looking at some of our sources, right? And get this. There's this experiment where scientists were able to predict a person's decision before they even knew they'd made it, which just blew my mind. So I can't wait to get your take on all this.
It's fascinating. I mean, it really makes you think about what we take for granted, right? Like, we all kind of assume we have free will.
Yeah, it just feels so intuitive, Like, I chose coffee over tea this morning, so clearly I have free will.
But even a choice like that could be influenced by so many factors we don't even realize.
Really?
Oh, yeah, like your genes,
Okay.
your upbringing, even like the weather outside.
Oh, interesting.
It might just nudge you toward that warm drink on a chilly morning.
So what does like the actual science say about all this?
Well, there was this really groundbreaking experiment back in the 80s by a neuroscientist named Benjamin Libet.
Okay.
And he basically asked people to press a button, like whenever they felt like it.
Okay. Sounds pretty basic.
Right, but he was also monitoring their brain activity.
Gotcha. So what'd he find?
Well, this is the crazy part. He found this brain signal associated with the decision. But it happened before people were even consciously aware of making the choice.
No way. So it's like our brains are making decisions before we even know about it.
That's what it seems like, which, it really throws a wrench in the whole free will thing.
Yeah, that is kind of freaky. So, like, does that mean free will is just a total illusion?
Not necessarily. I mean, Libet's findings are definitely controversial, and they don't completely debunk free will, but they do make you wonder. About the relationship between our conscious experience and what's actually happening in our brains.
So we're saying it's more complicated than just boom, free will, right?
Oh, absolutely. And like modern neuroscience is finding all these complex connections between our biology, our environment, and like our conscious awareness.
Wow.
There's a lot going on under the surface.
So then how does this affect like moral responsibility? I mean, if our brains are calling the shots, can we really be held accountable for our actions?
That's where the philosophy comes in. And actually, a few of our sources talk about Immanuel Kant,
Okay.
and he was adamant that free will is like the foundation of morality.
Interesting.
He said that being able to reason and make ethical choices is what makes us different from, robots, basically.
So, like, without free will, there's no good or bad, no right or wrong.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Because if everything's just predetermined, then praise or blame doesn't really make sense, right?
Right.
Kant saw free will as totally essential for a just society.
That makes sense. But what about the whole destiny thing? Like that feeling some people have that their life is like meant to be a certain way.
Yeah, destiny. It's a powerful idea. It's like there's this greater plan, right? One of the sources compared it to a book where the story's already written.
Oh,
We're
wow.
just turning the pages.
Okay, so if everything has a cause and effect, right? And we could theoretically predict our whole lives if we knew all the variables. Doesn't that kind of contradict free will?
It definitely presents a challenge. That concept, like the idea that everything's predetermined, that's called determinism. It basically says every event from the smallest atom to like galaxies, it's all a consequence of something that happened before.
Whoa. So then
Oh.
where does that leave us? Can we be destined for something,
Mm.
but still be responsible for the choices we make along the way?
That's the paradox, isn't it? It's this tension between feeling like we're being pulled in a certain direction, but also knowing that we make tons of choices that shape our lives.
So are we talking about a middle ground here?
Well, one way to think about it is through this idea called compatibilism.
Compatibilism.
Yeah, it says that free will and determinism, they're not actually mutually exclusive.
Really?
Yeah, they can coexist.
Okay. I'm intrigued. I definitely want to dive deeper into that. So compatibilism, it says free will and determinism can like work together.
Yeah, they can coexist. Like, imagine you have a bunch of paints in a canvas. The colors and the types of brushes you have, those are kind of like the constraints.
Like the things we can't change.
Exactly, like your biology, your upbringing, societal norms, all that stuff. But within those boundaries, you still have the freedom to create whatever image you want.
Oh, that's a really good analogy.
It's about recognizing those limitations, but still affirming our ability to make choices.
So it's not like absolute boundless freedom,
right?
But it's still freedom within a specific context.
Exactly.
Yeah.
One of our sources called it bounded free will.
Bounded free will. Yeah, I like that.
And recognizing those boundaries can actually be really liberating.
Really? How so?
Well, think about all those what ifs that can weigh us down, you know?
The paths not taken.
Right. All the choices we didn't make. If we truly believed in unlimited free will, the pressure to always make the perfect choice.
Right.
That would be crippling.
It's almost like destiny, even with its limitations.
Uh-huh.
It can provide some comfort, you know, like a sense that things are unfolding as they should.
Yeah, it can invite surrender and trust in something bigger. But then, of course, there's the flip side.
Which is?
Well, some people might find that idea of destiny kind of scary, like we're trapped on a predetermined track.
And that's where the whole free will thing comes back in, right? That urge to create our own path,
yeah,
to make choices that defy expectations, even if we feel like a larger force is at play.
Exactly. That push and pull, that tension between free will and destiny.
Yeah.
That's what makes this whole topic so fascinating. It's not about finding a definitive answer.
Right.
It's more about exploring this mystery. Embracing that paradox.
I think that's why we see it reflected in so many stories.
Oh, absolutely. It pops up everywhere, not just philosophy.
Like what?
Well, for example, Shakespeare's Macbeth. Here's a guy whose fate is supposedly predicted by these witches.
Right.
But he still makes choices that lead to his downfall. So, was it destiny or ambition?
It makes you wonder. And The Matrix.
Yeah.
Neo is supposed to be the one destined to save humanity.
Right.
But throughout the movies, he's constantly facing choices that challenge that predetermined role.
These stories aren't just entertainment. They're a way for us to process those struggles.
It's like by watching these fictional characters grapple with these huge concepts,
yeah,
we're kind of working through them ourselves.
Exactly. And the fact that these themes resonate across so many cultures throughout history,
yeah,
that tells us they're universal. It's not just an abstract philosophical debate. These are questions that we all grapple with on some level.
But what about the whole many worlds interpretation thing? That seemed pretty wild.
Oh, yeah. That one's a real mind bender.
It is.
Basically, it comes from quantum mechanics.
Yeah.
And it suggests that every time a decision's made, the universe splits.
Wait, really?
Yeah, it creates separate realities where every possible outcome plays out.
So in one universe, I had tea this morning.
Right.
And in another, I'm like, a rock star.
Exactly.
Okay, that is wild. But how do we make sense of our reality then?
Well, that's the thing, right? It's a mystery. The many worlds interpretation definitely challenges how we think about cause and effect. But it doesn't necessarily invalidate the choices we make in this reality.
So it's not about finding the right universe or making the perfect choice.
Nope.
It's about embracing the journey and all the choices we make.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And who knows, maybe the many worlds interpretation actually offers a way to reconcile free will and destiny.
Uh-huh.
Like maybe they're just two sides of the same coin.
Yeah.
Both playing out across, you know, a vast multiverse.
Okay. We are definitely going to need a minute to wrap our heads around that.
It's a lot to take in.
But before we go too far down that rabbit hole, let's bring it back to reality.
Okay.
How does understanding all this, like, actually affect how we live our lives?
Well, it can change how we deal with challenges in relationships.
Mm-hmm.
For example, let's say you're facing a tough situation.
Right.
Instead of getting stuck in woe is me mode, you could shift your focus to what now?
Hmm.
Recognize the things you can control and the choices you can make, even within those limitations.
So it's about finding that balance between acceptance and agency.
Exactly. And that's super empowering. It lets us see setbacks not as dead ends, but as opportunities to grow.
And what about in relationships?
Well, instead of judging people's choices or trying to control them, you can try to understand what might be influencing those decisions.
Oh, so it's like extending that same grace to others that we try to give ourselves, because everyone's dealing with their own stuff, right?
Absolutely. That kind of perspective can lead to more compassion and empathy, and that builds stronger connections.
So understanding this whole free will destiny thing, it sounds like it can be a pretty powerful tool for navigating life.
It can help you face challenges with more resilience, approach relationships with more understanding, and maybe even find some peace amidst all the uncertainty.
Because it's not about finding all the answers.
Nope.
It's more about embracing the mystery and realizing this whole intricate dance between free will and destiny.
Right.
That's what makes life so complex and fascinating.
It really is.
I feel like we've been talking about this forever, and I still feel like we've only scratched the surface.
Well, that's kind of the thing with paradoxes, isn't it?
Yeah.
The more you dig into them, the more questions pop up.
It's true. But I think that's good, right?
Oh, definitely.
Keeps us curious and engaged. But before we wrap things up, I wanted to circle back to something you said earlier.
Right.
About finding peace amidst all the uncertainty. That really resonated with me.
Well, it is a lot to think about, right?
Yeah.
The universe is this massive, complex thing.
Mm.
And it's easy to feel overwhelmed by it all.
Right.
But recognizing that interplay between free will and destiny,
mm-hmm.
I actually think that could be a source of comfort.
Comfort? How so?
Well, think about it this way. If everything's already predetermined,
yeah.
Then, in a sense, we're not totally responsible for every outcome.
So it's like we're all just along for the ride.
Kinda, yeah.
Yeah.
But at the same time, we still have that capacity for making choices, right?
Mm-hmm.
However limited they may be.
Mm-hmm.
And that lets us find meaning and purpose in our journey.
It's like finding that balance between surrender and agency.
Exactly. And that's where the beauty lies. You know, it's not about picking one side or the other.
Right.
It's about embracing both, that tension between the two.
This makes me think about all those times in life when you feel like there's something bigger going on.
Like you're part of something larger.
Exactly. Uh-huh. Whether it's destiny or just, you know, a bunch of lucky coincidences.
Uh-huh.
Those moments can be so powerful. Like reaffirming your faith in something beyond yourself, even if you can't explain it.
It's about staying open to the mystery.
Mm.
Recognizing that we just don't have all the answers.
Yeah.
And honestly,
yeah,
maybe that's okay. Maybe the journey really is more important than the destination.
This whole conversation has made me rethink a lot of my assumptions about free will and destiny.
That's great.
And I realized it's not about finding a definitive answer.
Hmm.
It's more about embracing the paradox and letting that mystery deepen my appreciation for, like, all the beauty and complexity in life.
I think that's a great takeaway. And,
yeah.
You know, as you go about your day, just notice the choices you make, the paths you take. Pay attention to those moments that make you question whether it's all part of a grand design.
Right.
Or just your own unique story unfolding.
Because ultimately, it's that interplay between free will and destiny that makes life so fascinating.
It keeps things interesting, that's for sure.
Thanks for joining us on this deep dive.
Yeah, thanks for listening.
We'll see you next time for another adventure into the world of ideas.